dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
All right, hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you this hour, brought to you by Sunrise by Empire Homes. That's a great development, the Empire Homes folks. 30 years, family-owned builder, building great homes, custom homes. This is a really great neighborhood that's just minutes away from downtown Clemson, minutes away from downtown Pendleton, minutes away from I-85, and just seconds from Pendleton High School. Anywhere from 1,800 to 3,400 square feet, one, two stories, 3-4 bedrooms, lots of customization options in their 3,900 square foot design studio. This is a phenomenal neighborhood. If you've driven through Pendleton to 85, you've passed it, and you probably have seen the construction. It is an impressive neighborhood. If you're trying to get a second home, a rental property, investment home, or trying to relocate, they've got something for you at Sunrise by Empire Homes. EmpireHomesUpstate.com is the website. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Want to invite everybody. We're going to talk a lot of football tonight at Mellow Mushroom. Come by and see us 5 to 8 at Mellow Mushroom tonight. It's our bowl preview spectacular, where we're going to talk bowl games and the college football playoff.
If you don't want to do that, I invite you all to my anniversary dinner tonight, which is also at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson.
Yes, that's great. That's great. Come for the show, stay for the anniversary dinner, is what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. Can I ask you about Michigan? We had a conversation.
Football or basketball?
Oh, man.
That basketball team is good. Oh, my
Michigan
goodness.
Michigan basketball. Ooh. What Sherman did to Atlanta is less than what Michigan's doing to other good basketball teams. Holy, they're beating everybody by 30 points. Do you know that spread of the Villanova game was 17.5? And I literally, I laughed. I saw it and laughed because I'm like, they're going to cover that by halftime. They're up 25.5 over Villanova. Vegas is never catching Michigan. Might come to Vegas. Vegas is never catching Michigan.
Boy, they are a wagon, as the kids say.
I have no idea what to do with where they are. I have absolutely no clue what to do with that. They are obviously number one in the net rankings. I don't know if we talked about this yesterday. Clemson is sitting at 27. They dropped one spot after the loss to BYU.
I had arguments in my mind with our listeners yesterday as I sat in the airport.
Did you?
Because I knew what the meltdown was like, and I get it. I get it. Yeah, I did. I played out those arguments in my mind. Can I tell you, speaking of paying players and all that, we're talking about that in with NIL and football. DeBonza at BYU is as good a freshman as I've seen in a long time. And I don't know what they paid to get him. He's as good a player as I've seen. And I've seen a lot of very good players in person over the years. I felt like I was watching an NBA All-Star right now.
Okay, couple things on that. Number one, do you have a comparison for him? Because we heard several on the air yesterday from people.
He's got that, a little of that SGA takeover ability to him.
That's what I said.
He's a bigger player, I believe. But, yeah, it is Clemson's got a lot of pieces. They do, and they're going to come together. I have no doubt in my mind. But the one thing that the one piece that I'm not positive this team is going to have this year is a go-to guy at the end of the game. Just where, okay, we have to have a basket. Who can create and hit the shot? I don't know if they have that this year. Agree, disagree?
I agree. And honestly, the one body type they don't have a lot of is that. The body type to guard a DeBonsa. Cam Boozer is another one that's going to be a problem for Clemson from a matchup.
And to be fair, there's a lot of teams that don't, but the I think the teams that are going to be standing in the end, and BYU is good enough to be at this thing in the end of the tournament. A lot of those teams, you have that guy that, you know, for Zach Foster will be that guy before he leaves Clemson. I promise you. I don't think he's going to be that guy this year.
Yeah, he's not ready yet.
He's not ready yet, but my goodness, he is good. And then I watched a little bit of UConn, Florida afterwards. Boy, I mean, there were four great teams there, but, you know, those special players, I cannot ever remember the 7'9 kid for Florida.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Olivier something, Oliver. when he walked out of the tunnel, I'm like, oh, well, the circus is here. Ringling Brothers is here in Madison Square Garden. That's, oh my gosh. You have no idea how big he is.
Olivier Rieu. Is that it? Rieu?
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
You have no idea how big he is in person. I mean, it is shocking.
Several, and I'll point this out to you, because I said SGA. I said I felt like I was watching an NBA Finals game last year, where I was like, please miss your shot that you're going to get regardless of what coverage. If Clemson does something weird with their coverage, hopefully he misses the wide-open guy that you're going to have to leave.
Texas says Tracy McGrady. That's a good comp, too.
I saw several people really brought it up. Terrence Oglesby actually texted me that during the game. He texted me Tracy McGrady, so I really like that one. Texture from the 864 says his athleticism, mid-range jumper, ball handling, he looks like a 6'10 Michael Jordan. Man.
He's smooth and already knows how to create a shot. He's got an edge about him. I could not have been more impressed by him. I mean, I couldn't, and yet you have a tie game with 1.8 or whatever it was seconds left. Look, if you'd have told me going to New York that you were going to be tied in the final 2 seconds of a game against BYU, I said, yeah, sign me up for that. I'll take it.
I mean, when the best player in the gym goes for 22-7-5 with one turnover in the second half, there really is just not – go back and watch. There's not that much you can do. What you could have done is score.
Yeah, it just sucks to lose a lead like that, and I get it. That's just – No way around it. That stinks. And this team will figure out how to close out games because they can play 20 minutes of basketball with anybody in the country. We've already seen that. You can play 20 minutes of basketball, but it's a 40-minute game. And Coach Brownell said that after the game. It's a 40-minute game, and you gotta learn how to play all 40.
All right, two things before we get to Ted. One is, on that note, this is like the fifth time that Clemson has played two wildly disparate halves. And Brad Brownell has been sort of warning about that. Like the North Alabama game. There was another one the Morehead State game where they came out flat in the second half. Alabama was a dreadful first half and they had to do it in the second half. This has kind of been a thing with this team so far. At some point, that will flatten. Maybe they won't get out to a 20-point lead, but maybe they'll be up 8 and sustain. Like maybe it'll be a little more like that. Something to monitor. The other thing is, you know, Zeke called in yesterday and very complimentary. One of the things that he said that I 100% agree with, because I was looking this up, in years past, this would have been a crushing loss, because you look at the ACC schedule and you go, oh, man, that you've only got three quad one games left and they're all on the road. Do you know, as of right now, Clemson has 8 quad one games and I believe 4 quad two games in their ACC schedule. That is a huge uptick from years past.
Oh, yeah. It's not crushing in terms of the loss. It is crushing, in my opinion, in terms of what of the margin of error it would have given you had you won that game.
That's right. Oh, because that's the top of your resume.
You win
in
that
March.
Game, and that cancels out like 3 losses.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Texter says, I never thought I'd see this name, Ben. 6'10", more skilled, Jawad Williams.
Oh, my God. That's a pull.
What?
Right there.
What a reference.
Jawad Williams. Before we go to Ted and Charleston, let me just say one more thing. Not really about the basketball itself. I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that was my 5th game in Madison Square Garden. I've been there before. It never disappoints. It was the Jimmy V Classic. And they played the speech during halftime. And people stayed there. And Quok, I was sitting directly beside Bob Valvano, his brother.
Oh, man.
And I watched Bob. Bob was doing national radio. I watched Bob watch this on the screen and tear up and clap and do a fist in the air as if he is watching it live.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, this is a big deal up here, but this is the Jimmy V Classic about cancer. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty surreal moment for me to witness that, and you know, kind of get slapped in the face with it. You know, I've heard it a million times at this point. Heard his speech, but to do that, and I'm watching Bob out of one eye. Pretty neat. It was an experience I'm not going to forget.
Bob has also had some health issues, so I'm sure he personalizes a lot of that right now in his own life.
Yeah, but I mean, he watched it intently, man.
Oh.
I mean, and like I say, he teared up, and when Jimmy V referenced their parents, and you know, he laughed, and it was like he was watching it for the very first time. It was again, I won't ever forget that.
He did the laugh, think, and cry, right? The three things.
Oh,
he did them
yeah.
all, probably watching that speech.
That's exactly what he did. You're 100% right.
That's very cool. Let's go to Ted in Charleston, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roar, you want to jump in with him? What's up, Ted?
Quok, Ben, how y'all doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Real quick, Quok, okay, I think I heard you correctly a little while ago. You said you were thinking that the rev share each year is not donor supportive.
No, it is. It is all institutional money. The way that it's a little bit convoluted, but I mean, there are ways for donors to pay for other things so that the school doesn't have to, or so the IPTE funds can be used other places. But that $20.5 million rev share money is money that's directly from the media rights contract that's signed by the schools through the ACC. So that was the purpose of that money.
Okay, and that number incrementally goes up each year, correct?
Correct. That's the goal. At least in the near term, that's correct. Next year, it's supposed to be around 22, maybe 22.5. So it'll be a 1.5 to 2 million increase for the entire athletic department to then be divvied up.
So if we're using Clemson for an example, they would be using money that comes from the ACC, like TV contract, and any like postseason money that comes from the CFP?
It's just a budget line item.
Yeah, it is. And it's so, like, for example, I mean, Clemson's athletic department is going to be about 10-ish percent of its budget, I think, if my numbers are right. So, it's coming from anywhere. But, yeah, like Ben said, it's a line item in your budget now where you're going to have to direct that money that was used for other things in the past. You're going to have to direct that money directly to rev share. And not every school is using the entire rev share. There are schools in the ACC that are not coming close to using the entire rev share across athletics, and then even more so like when you get into specific sports where they're just behind because they just don't have the leeway to do it. Clemson has the leeway to do it, at least at the moment, so they are.
And maybe too, at some point, some of these athletic departments will have to start downsizing their staffs to offset that number that goes up each year.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's going to have to happen, and I've actually seen this related to Stanford and Boston College, where particularly Boston College, there's somebody like Boston College funds like 30 varsity sports. And the guy was like, we're not going to be good at anything if we keep funding 30 varsity sports. Appreciate the phone call, Ted. We got to downsize our sports because there's no way in this era we can't do it. We can't pay for them as an athletic department, and then certainly we're not going to be able to pay for the rosters that we need. We're not going to be able to put the resources to bear that's going to really help us. That's just not a thing that's going to happen. So, I think a lot of the mid and lower tier athletic departments are going to have to make those calculations.
I'll give you an example. I was told that, like, Alabama basketball, top 10 type team, Alabama basketball is flying commercial rather than chartering a plane like every Power Four school pretty much does to a lot of their away games this year, and not taking the entire roster on the road as a cost-saving measure. Now, they're going to try to figure out how to get that money. You know, it's glorified money laundering in a way. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Ozark was a great show, and also real life, yeah.
But I think you're going to see a lot of those kind of things going forward.
We'll go to the phones when we return. I want to tell you about Toyota Veezy before we take our next break. ToyotaVeezy.com, where their name means a great deal. This is a great company. We've talked about it many, many times, a great dealership. They're going to put you in a reliable vehicle. They're going to do it in a first-class way, and then they're going to give you top-shelf service to boot. They also have an elite website that you can go on, see the selection that's on the lot, new and pre-owned, and if you don't see it, you can customize your car, get it shipped to the lot, and start the paperwork while you're online. It's a beautiful process at Toyota Veezy. While a lot of dealerships were having to catch up during COVID to doing business that way, Toyota Veezy was already doing it. They were a pioneer in the space, and it shows. It shows now, and it showed back then. For more on how there's different, go to ToyotaVeezy.com, where their name means a great deal. Jack, we're coming to you on the other side. Hour 2 continues next.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new 5-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for next year. Is there anything that Gary can do to help me?
Great question, listener, and one that I get often this time of year, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The qualified answer is probably. The odds are in your favor that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that I can write a person in. Give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and let's go through the exercise together.
There you have it, listener. Gary thinks you have a pretty good chance of qualifying for a special election. So give him a call today, 864-307-8484 to find out. You'll thank me later.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Santa's favorite sports station? That's easy. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Ben, I got home yesterday, and I told my wife, I said, I went rogue at Ingles, but the deals were so good. I mean, I came home with, like, peppermint bark that I got on sale. I came home with I've said my cereal taste is boring. They had grape nuts, like, $4 off, Ben. I got 2 boxes of grape nuts yesterday. They had the creamer we get for half off, so I got two. I've just two of everything. The Boar's Head meat's on sale. I got some of that. I don't even know if we like it or not, but it was on sale. I got it. And I just started grabbing stuff that was on sale. It was remarkable. The popcorn that we like, on sale. I got 2 boxes. I mean, I don't know what came over me. Cheez-Its on sale. Grab one of those. We have Cheez-Its at home. I don't know what happened.
You're losing money if you don't buy the stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I earned over 400 fuel perks points yesterday.
Go big or go home.
Which means I went and I drove my wife's car after we dropped Hollis off at daycare today. I drove it right to Ingles, and I put the plus gas in there, Ben, because it was the same price as the unleaded if I had not accumulated Ingles fuel perks points.
Big spender.
That's what we're doing, folks, at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, Texter says. Grape nuts, what are you, 74? Did you get some shredded wheat, too? Shredded wheat's good, man. Don't sleep on shredded wheat.
Also, 74 doesn't seem that old anymore to me. So,
what a hater. Grape nuts in the microwave for a minute 45, and then you let it sit for about 5 minutes. It becomes a sponge. And so you have a, it's, I'm telling, it sounds weird. That's a great breakfast, man. Very nutritious. Let's go to Jack, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roar is the number. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. Hope y'all are well.
Yes, sir.
Walk, it's the other Mr. Q. Thank you so much for getting me in today.
Absolutely. Q's go to the front of the line.
That's right. Thank you. Front of the queue, maybe it is. Yes.
Yes.
So, years ago when I lived in Newberry, they played mediocre football. They were called the Indians, the Newberry College Indians. Hey, Ben always says, you are who your record says you are. So I'm going to ask you, who is the best football team in South Carolina?
I believe it's Newberry.
It might just be the 12-1 in Newberry College Wolves. Last Saturday, they were playing Albany State, the number one seed down in at Albany State. And they went down 21-3 in the first quarter. And I'm listening to it on the radio driving home. And it's like, oh, man, they're done. They're cooked. Well, they came back in the second quarter and scored their own 21 points and went up 24-3, ended up winning the game 24-21. So they're leaving Newberry today, headed for Michigan to play Ferris State, their first time ever playing in the semifinal game of D2. How you like that?
I love it. I love it, man. And taking down, if they can win at Ferris State, Ferris State wins titles, like, all the time. They can take down Ferris State on the road. That's a big deal. They've already won two road games, West Florida and then Albany State. It's a great season. I'll tell you that. It's a great season. I know the folks at Newberry are mighty proud of the way that they played.
We've been to a couple of their games down there in the last couple of years, and it's just a great little venue. You're sitting 10 rows up from the players' bench, and it's a good time at Newberry football. And what's really crazy is now they've built a whole new visitor section over there and a field house and a bunch of stuff. But the thing that hasn't changed since I was going to Newberry College football games in the early 70s is the home stands. They've still got some of the same rails and the same steps and the same wooden bleacher seats that I sat on in 1973.
How about
that? It's crazy cool. But they're getting it done, man. They're getting it done.
I love stadiums with character.
Hey, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. It's a good show. We always enjoy your guys and your take on it, on stuff, okay?
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. We love the local teams having success. You know how I know that Albany State is in Georgia and not in New York? Because it's Albany and not Albany. If there's a word that looks like it should be pronounced one way and it's not even close, that place is in Georgia. That 100% of the time. 100%. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. What's up, Scott?
Qualk, getting ready to go into the knife for a minute and have a little procedure done. So I wanted to call you. My last call, they asked me who I wanted to talk to. It was,
man,
you, buddy.
That's a mistake, but go ahead. We hope it goes well, man.
If I don't wake up, I'll see you on the other side, my friend. I know where you're headed.
This is off to a terrible start, Scott. Terrible.
The last person you talk to needs to be the Almighty.
Yep. Hey, I just got in the car. I didn't know if you'd seen the news where the Braves just signed Suarez from the Padres.
Yeah, man. That's a big get.
It is a big get, and they got Yastrzemski yesterday, signed him. I think that helps platoon a little bit in the outfield. So I just want to get your thoughts on that, man.
I love those two moves. Yastrzemski's not going to break the bank. He's a good platoon outfielder. He can field it fine. It is the type of move that it stabilizes you. He's not going to be an all-star. He's not going to win you a bunch of games. He's not hitting 35 bombs, but it's a stabilizer. Suarez is a winning move. Suarez is a winning move because Edwin Diaz is no longer with the Mets, so now your closer situation looks potentially a lot better than New York's. It gives you flexibility with Iglesias. Is Iglesias still on the market? He's still out there, right? I don't think he's signed yet. So you could still bring him back and have two guys. You could have Suarez setting up Iglesias in the eighth and ninth, And to me, you're the best bullpen in the division. So I think it's I think it's a great move.
Yeah, and if Iglesias falls out, you got Suarez there. So I think it's good. I'm concerned with where Eli White's going to fall in all this. I'm a big fan. He brings consistency, stability, I think. He's not maybe not an all-star, not going to be a superhero out there, but he is consistent. The thing I like about Yastrzemski is I'll look at his numbers. He doesn't strike out a lot.
No, he doesn't. And they got a two-year deal, too, so you got him for a couple years in there. By the way, Iglesias, 1 year, $16 million. I missed that.
Okay.
So he's back for the Braves. So it's going to and it's going to be Suarez, Iglesias, 8th and 9th. That's a really good back end of the bullpen right there.
It's really back end. If we can keep everybody healthy, we don't have to worry about the Mets anymore. They're blowing up. So keep everybody healthy. We might have a shot at that thing. So anyway, just want to get your thoughts on it, man. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Scott. I'll see you on this side. Hey, man. Be good. Appreciate the phone call, man.
You,
that is not okay. Scott. Final phone call. That is way dire. Way dire, Scott. You feel good about Yastrzemski and Suarez? I mean, it's a baseball signing in December.
They're pieces, yeah. I mean, yes, him. not as much with him, but sure, sounds awesome.
809 OPS against right-handed pitchers last year. So he could be in the lineup when, like, Mauricio Dubon might hit against righties. A little DH situation. Maybe play the outfield. I'm okay with it. And he doesn't strike out. Scott's right about that.
Listen, the only signing I am interested in right now is that of Senior Philip Rivers.
Oh, my gosh. Senior is right. Philip Rivers the 8th or whatever. His son is Philip Rivers the 8th or whatever it is.
I can't wait. I just can't wait.
When's the last time a grandpa played an NFL snap? A legitimate grandfather.
Some of them having kids younger and younger. It could happen.
It's true. I watched his press conference, and he basically was like, there's doubt. But, you know, the only way to face doubt is just to go try. And I'm like, oh, man. We're doing this. We could play Riley Leonard. We feel so good about our quarterback direction. That we're like, hey, remember 5 years ago when you played here? Have you seen reports that he was running the Colts offense with his son's high school team? And that's one of the reasons they brought him in? Because he knows the playbook.
Oh, brother.
They're running the same offense. Listen, Ben, the Colts should not do this. The Colts should not do this. If the Colts are going to miss the playoffs, they need to miss the playoffs with Riley Leonard just to see what they have. But they're going to miss the playoffs. They have the toughest schedule in the league. Down the stretch.
Man, I hate to tell you, your season is tanking so bad and you just don't know it yet.
They have one win since Halloween, and they're going to lose out. They're going to have won one game since Halloween. Mm. But we're going to do it with 44-year-olds. What? I want to know what's the age of the median Colts fan that's in attendance at a game. Is it older or younger than Philip Rivers at 44?
People say, well, this guy or that guy's not, they're not going to get drafted from college. Look at some of the, I'm not talking about backup, look at some of the starters in the NFL right now. The starters.
You too could be a quarterback in the NFL. You there. And you, with your paper route or whatever, you can do that. The Colts schedule down the stretch, Ben. I just want to read you this.
Max Brosmer is starting in the NFL.
Max Brosmer!
Tyrod Taylor is still playing.
Tyrod Taylor!
Jacoby Brissett.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Wasn't it Brissett? Isn't that what Kelly called him?
Oh, yeah, because Shaq Lawson called him that in an interview. Brissett. by the way, I saw a graphic from the start of a game in the year 2000 that featured Philip Rivers and Chris Winkie in a college football game.
Oh, my God.
Philip Rivers played college football against Chris Winkie and is playing quarterback in the NFL in the year of our Lord 2025, a full quarter century later. And he's going to start this week. The Colts have at Seattle.
He is going to How old is his oldest kid?
I think like 24, 25.
How
yeah.
old is his third oldest kid?
21. I'm going to say 21.
He's going to be playing. He will have he has multiple kids older than some of his teammates.
We're going
to
look.
If his oldest son comes to visit, he's going to be called Mister by some of the teammates.
He has a daughter that's 23. He has a daughter that's 20. A daughter that's 19. So 19 is probably a little young. Maybe even 20. Yeah.
His daughters can't come visit. They'll get hit on.
Credibly.
Yes.
Credibly hit on. Gunner, 17. Sarah, 15. Peter, 14. Rebecca, 12. Claire, 10. Anna, 6. Andrew, 2. 2. From 23 to 2.
Oh, boy. Bless your. Ooh.
10 kids. 10 kids. I love USA Today did a feature on July 30th, and the title was just, how many kids does Philip Rivers have? It's just a number of kids.
It's like a Trivial Pursuit question
kids?
Right there.
Oh, my goodness. All right, short break. Brian Edwards has winners for us. I wonder if Seahawks-Colts is on it. Probably not. The Seahawks are favored by 13.5. Do not take the points. Stay with us. Hour two continues right after this.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
If your attic is not properly insulated, you could be spending as much as 20% extra on your power bill. Did you know that insulation settles over time? After only 10 years, your insulation can settle to a fraction of what code requires. Davis Services notices this, which is why we offer higher quality insulation. Our attic insulation doesn't settle over time, staying higher than code for a lifetime. Call Davis Services today and ask about our attic insulation to lower your power bill while making your house more comfortable. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from.
Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour two continues Out of Bounds. Brian Edwards is going to join us in moments. First, let me tell you about the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. This is an invaluable resource in the Upstate. They've got four locations around the state. They can service all over the Upstate. But really, it's about that 24-hour same-day service because, look, for some of y'all, something's going to go horribly wrong with your septic. Something's going to go horribly wrong with your pipes. We've had some really cold nights, not cold enough, but really cold nights so far, especially for some of you like living in higher elevations. And you're going to need that plumber to be there like right now. And so one-time plumber's 24-hour same-day service guarantee is the way to go. It is uncommon customer service in that particular industry to be able to say you're going to be there within the same day and then do it. Go do it. That's the one-time plumber guarantee. That's the difference with the pink plunger. Call the plumber whose name is his number, one-time plumber. Brian Edwards, at Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter at some point. Check him out at MajorWager.com and at VegasInsider.com. He's a senior handicapper there. Brian, first of all, hello. Second of all, how is the recovery of the Twitter account going?
I got it back on Wednesday. What's today? Thursday. I got it back on Tuesday.
Nice.
And I didn't even have to, like, I just literally tried to log in, and I was wanting to copy and paste the nonsense that they were usually telling me of why I couldn't get in, and I was going to copy and paste it to Twitter, and it just let me in all of a sudden, and I was like, okay, that'll work.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. I love it, man. I love it. Hey, let's talk a little ball if we can. Let's talk some NFL. Let's start with the Buccaneers and the Falcons tonight. You like the Bucs? I think I like the Bucs. Tell me why we're in the right spot here.
Well, it's moved to 5.5 today. I got it at 4. It was 4. Like late yesterday, maybe 4.5, but at 5.5, I think I still like it. Falcons banged up, Drake London out, Cousins not playing that well. I don't know how Raheem Morris and Fontenot, the GM, I don't know how in the world they still have a job, but they do somehow. The Bucks, they have their own health issues, but at least they got their wide receivers back with McMillan and Mike Evans back tonight. So I'm going with the Bucks. Don't like them as much at 5.5. And you know, I think at 5.5, if you don't want to lay the 5.5, if you got a teaser, you might want to do, or a money line parlay. I think the Bears could be a dance partner there. Maybe the Texans as well, and or Texans. I think the Bucks and a teaser or money line parlay works if you don't want to lay the 5.5.
Good stuff there. Let's move on to Sunday now. Bengals, Ravens, Joe Burrow healthy in the building. I'm monitoring the T. Higgins situation. You are monitoring the Bengals getting points.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals plus 2.5. Maybe relax and see if a 3 pops at some point, because I, not much difference between 1.5, 2, or 2.5, in my opinion. Bengals win on a short week at Baltimore, 32-14 Thanksgiving night, despite settling for short field goals from 31, 24, and 33 yards out. Lamar Jackson, last four games, one touchdown and four interceptions. I think the Bengals went outright like they should have in Buffalo last week, but Burrow made some uncharacteristic mistakes in the fourth quarter, but at least he got the backdoor cover. I'll be really surprised if Higgins plays. I mean, showing concussion symptoms for the, what, second time in 3 weeks. I doubt he plays, but I still like him.
Let's go now to the Chiefs. I like this one. I keep saying the Chiefs are going to turn into the Chiefs. They're just not. They're not going to do it, so it's over. And you're getting 5.5 with the Chargers the way that they're playing? Sign me up for that.
Absolutely. And I know the Chargers are on a short week on the road, which is normally a huge red flag, but I think that the odds makers have overcompensated for that. And, yeah, the Chiefs are what they are. I mean, they've been in desperation mode 5 weeks in a row, and they're 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. And the only win, they were very fortunate to rally and force overtime against the Colts and eventually win by a field goal. So I've got to fade Kansas City with the Chargers.
All right, let's go to Lions-Rams. Detroit getting six. Maybe a value spot for Detroit on the road this week.
I think so. The six has popped today. Maybe hang out for a little while. Maybe we'll get a 6.5 and can buy it to 7. Look, Rams are playing great. I don't have anything bad to say about the Rams, but Dan Campbell's team has extra rest here. And, look, Goff's playing incredible football right now. 26-5 TDINT ratio. The Lions still lead the NFL in scoring. Once again, they've had horrible injury luck this year, especially in the secondary, but I think the O-line's going to be intact. And, therefore, I still think we're one of the top five teams in the NFL. Even with all the injuries, so I'm going to go Lions plus the six.
All right, this one shocked me a little bit because you've got an 11-2 football team in the New England Patriots who are either a pick'em or a slight underdog against the Buffalo Bills at home. And I get it's Buffalo, but don't we need to put some respect on the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo had three separate double-digit deficits at home to the Bengals last week. So, look, I got to go Patriots here. I made the Patriots minus three. They haven't tasted defeat since September 21st. Home dog, give it to me.
Let's go to college now as we visit with Brian Edwards. Check him out on MajorWager.com. He is a senior handicapper at VegasInsider.com and at VegasBEdwards on Twitter. You are going boldly into the night without knowing all the opt-outs and the coaching carousel and everything else and making some wagers, and I love it, on the bowl games. Let's start with Vandy, Iowa. Vandy, a short favorite against the Hawkeyes, and you like them.
Yeah, I got it at 4 on Monday. It's 5.5 now. I guess maybe I should be a little hesitant because maybe Clark Lee could be in play at Michigan now, but that wasn't the case, you know, early yesterday afternoon when I was harping on how I think Vandy's the most predictable team to figure in terms of opt-outs or lack thereof. I think Eli Stowers is the only guy who would potentially opt out. I know the Mel Kiper's of the world have him as the top either tight end or top two or three tight ends, but I haven't seen him in the first round in any mocks that I've looked at lately, so I would think he is probably looking at this like he could elevate his stock, or I think he should be looking at it like that. So anyway, Vandy is 5.5. Assuming Lee doesn't go to Michigan, and I have no clue if he's in play there. I just most of the hot boards has his name in there. But anyhow, I think this number is only going to get bigger. You know, Iowa's probably not going to have many opt-outs, but they do have three O-linemen that are probably going to get drafted and a couple of D-linemen, so the potential is there. But even if both teams are fully intact, I would like Vanderbilt in this game. So I think it's a steal at 5.5. Now, if Clark Lee ends up going to Michigan, that could be the one thing that's a little hiccup on this one. But otherwise, I think this is the game you can most confidently bet, knowing the people you want in uniform are going to be there.
All right, another one where the coach could potentially be in play despite an extension recently is Missouri. You like Mizzou laying a touchdown against Virginia, and then maybe you get to play Missouri and Vandy together in a couple of ways here.
Yeah, a teaser. You know, Missouri is either 6.5 or 7 to Virginia and Jacksonville on December 27th. We could have, you know, a decent amount of opt-outs for Missouri, but Ahmad Hardy's not going to be opting out. And I just think Missouri's a lot better than Virginia. And Virginia's probably got a little disappointment factor not going to the CFP. So, yeah, Missouri and a teaser with Vandy, both teams just went outright. And a lot less than the Vandy play, but a little bit on Missouri. I am a little worried about opt-outs, but I went in and got a little bit of it in case it moves above 7.
All right, I love where your head's at on Texas Tech. I tweeted out on Saturday when they're playing that they were plus 1,100. Now, we are not in a legal gambling state, but if we were, Brian, yeah. Plus 1,100 was phenomenal. And I think plus 950 for what I think is probably the third best team in America, I think it is great value, and I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, I think that's the future bet to make. Now, wish I could have got Georgia at a better number going back a month, which I could have. I just didn't do it. But I think right now the current number of Texas Tech is definitely the play. They're a 1.5-point favorite in against Oregon in the FanDuel hypothetical line. So, you know, that's not much of a favorite, but I think Texas Tech can beat anybody. I don't think there's a great, I don't think there's a great team. And I think Texas Tech can win this with, just about as good a chance as anybody, in my opinion.
All right, so we're staying away from first-round college football playoff. What about some of the college football playoff quarterfinals, the hypothetical lines? What are we looking at there?
Okay, Ohio State is 9.5 to Miami and 7.5 to A&M, and that game would be at Jerry World in Arlington. And then like I mentioned Texas Tech, 1.5 to Oregon at Hard Rock and Miami Orange Bowl, and then Indiana 6.5 to Alabama. That'd be Rose Bowl, Pasadena, and Indiana's 8.5 to Oklahoma. And Georgia is 5.5 to Ole Miss, what would be a rematch of Georgia in mid-October, rallying from a 9-point deficit in the fourth quarter and winning 43-35 over Ole Miss at home.
Do you like any of those? Anything stand out to you on that one?
Georgia minus 5.5.
Okay.
That's the one that stands out. Oh, and I'm going to have the future play on Texas Tech, so really no need to press that much, but I would lean Texas Tech, obviously, in that one.
Okay, excellent stuff. Brian, we appreciate it, buddy. Check him out at Vegas Beavers on Twitter, VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, and he's at MajorWager.com. Thanks, my man. Enjoy a nice full college and pro football weekend. We love it so much this time of year, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Clark. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too. Brian Edwards, great stuff. Great stuff. Interesting there on the hypothetical lines. I was looking particularly at that Texas Tech-Oregon matchup. I truly do think, like, if you could get 10-1 on Texas Tech to win the national title, I mean, I don't know. I truly think that value is depressed by the fact they played in the Big 12. They annihilated people. I watched them against BYU completely suffocate BYU. They were, I'm not even sure they called more than, like, two coverages the whole game. They rush 4 and drop 7, and they're just staring at the quarterback because they know they don't have to do anything else. They're just staring at the quarterback. And the freakish athletic plays that they made to take the ball away, sign me up for Texas Tech. I think it is great value still at plus 950 or 10-1 or whatever those odds are. Unbelievable.
I think that's great value. Absolutely, I do.
If I had to receive the playoff different than the committee, just in terms of who I think can win it, I do think Texas Tech is the team immediately behind Indiana and Ohio State in that order. It's got to be Indiana 1, Ohio State 2. They just played. And then I would have Texas Tech 3.
I mean, and Texas Tech beat a very good BYU team twice, soundly.
Oh, soundly beat them. Yes, 100%. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. We've talked about the gift-giving tradition of Christmas. I don't know if you've heard of it. It is important to get those gifts right now, like to get them by Christmas. It's also important, if you're like me, and it takes you the whole month of December to actually decorate your house for Christmas. You're just doing a little bit at a time. Some of the Clemson decorations are phenomenal. They have a Clemson Santa hat, for example. A Clemson stocking, which is great. That might be a Hollis gift this year. They have great ornaments. They have wrapping paper. Just the decor of the season. A snowman with Clemson paraphernalia. These are great. I love these so much. You can find all those at Tiger Sports Shop. You know what I always run out of, Ben? I always run out of gift tags, like to-from gift tags. They have like a million Clemson gift tags at Tiger Sports Shop.
You know, I probably should do that, but I just take a Sharpie and write their name right on the paper.
Wrapping everything. I did this one year. Wrapping everything in like just plain brown paper and just writing who it's to and from. It will get you booed by your family, but it is economical. It is. Tiger Sports Shop, two locations. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123, always open at tigersports.com. Georgia Tech Will says Texas Tech is now plus 750. So a lot of people are taking it. I still think it's good value at plus 750. I do. Anyway, that's my main thought on the college football playoff. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ben a couple questions about the Michigan football job. Hour 3 is next.
WCCP-FM 105.